Well, now, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has advised the U.S. against imposing new sanctions against Tehran. In an interview with Time magazine, Zarif said the Geneva nuclear deal is going to be, quote, dead if the U.S. Congress imposes new sanctions, even if they do not take effect for 6 months. Two U.S. senators are preparing legislation to impose new sanctions on Iran in 6 months if the deal goes nowhere. These sanctions would target Iran's oil exports, foreign exchange reserves and industry. The senators are making the move despite the Geneva deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries, which includes the U.S. Washington has already imposed several rounds of illegal sanctions on Iran, causing problems mainly for ordinary Iranians. Joining us on the line from Madison now is Professor James H. Fetzer with the University of Minnesota Jilliff. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Fetzer. Now, Iran has been taking confidence-building measures, transparent measures with regards to its nuclear energy program, even before the signing of this deal, and more so after the agreement was signed into a deal in Geneva. Why is it that we're seeing such hostility springing from the West, though?
Well, I'm sorry to say, but it appears that a certain number of members of the Senate are completely under the control of Israel and have no concern for the best interests of the United States or the world. Israel is obviously the problem in this equation. Israel is the rogue state. Israel has a vast collection of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, which it has never declared. Iran has been a peaceful nation for more than 300 years, has not attacked any other nation, has signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, has allowed inspectors, is being very forthcoming, is not pursuing a nuclear weapons program. Even our own U.S. intelligence agencies converged in a finding in 2007 that Iran was not pursuing a nuclear weapons program, a finding they reaffirmed in 2011. On what basis are these senators opposing a resolution of the major outstanding problem in the Middle East? I cannot believe it. It's utterly irresponsible, it's completely irrational, and it's a betrayal of their responsibility to the people of the United States and indeed to the world.
And another question that does spring to mind is looking how Iran has tried to ensure that this is a win-win deal. It has obviously secured its rights, its nuclear rights, as far as international law is concerned. However, it has tried to make it a win-win deal for both the West and for Iran. And yet, it seems Western governments are not happy about it. We've already seen the EU reimpose sanctions on Iranian shipping companies as well. Why do you think this is so?
Well, I wish I could tell you that it isn't because of the extent of Zionist influence on the West, but that's clearly a manifestation thereof. These sanctions are a form of collective punishment that were found to be a war crime by the Nuremberg tribunals when the intelligence agencies of the United States have concluded there is no Iranian nuclear weapons program, when the Iranians have disavowed the pursuit of nuclear weapons, when Iran has signed the non-proliferation treaties and now announced inspectors. What do they think Iran would do if it had a few bombs? Attack Israel? When Israel has an overwhelming stockpile and could annihilate Iran? This is the most irrationality I've ever seen from the American Senate. It's disgraceful, it's disgusting, and the Obama administration must prevail. I'm very glad to report that Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has endorsed going forward with these negotiations with Iran, which should be a win-win. The only loser on the table is Israel, which is going to have to forfeit its best excuse for attacking Iran, for which there was never any justification to begin with.
Okay, Professor James H. Fetzer with the University of Minnesota Jilliff there joining us on the line from Madison. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.